need, God. Hallelujah. In all of our ways, God, you are the way. Hallelujah. Lord, you're the truth that we long for and the life that we live for, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, today, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we just set our hearts upon you, God. Lord, that we set our hearts towards you, God. We focus on you, God. We focus on, Lord, all that we have because of you, God. All things good come from God. All things, hallelujah. Come on, somebody say all things. All things, hallelujah. All things that are good are from God. So I just want you to rejoice tonight. Come on, just give them thanks. Hallelujah. Thank Him, Jesus, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to share about being thankful. You believe that? Because I think sometimes we misguide. We get sidetracked. Come on, amen. We need to focus on Him. I want you to think about something real quick that, you know what, unfortunately, we don't give God enough thanks. He's sometimes unappreciated in a lot of things in our lives every day. And because everything that's good comes from God. Everything good. Anything good right now in your mind, you're thinking, it comes from God. Hallelujah. All the things that give us joy comes from God. Tell someone it comes from God. Everything. Say everything. Everything, hallelujah. All the good things, hallelujah, comes from God. And whatever's bad, I'm going to tell you something. When we give God thanks, He'll bring it to pass. Amen? He will make it good. So we need to be thankful in that place. I'm going to read a scripture. I'm going to give you a few scriptures here. But our first scripture is Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I want you to catch this as I give you a couple of scriptures. Before I get into that, Psalms 92:1 says this, it is good. Say it is good. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks. Now, I want you to see this scripture that I'm going to read here. And sometimes we jump over this, and I just want to give this to you. In everything, say in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, this is about you. This is concerning me, hallelujah, that God sets this out for us to take hold of, for me to see. I want you to understand something, that giving thanks is not just a suggestion, but it's a mandate. It's a mandate for your life. It's a mandate for us to keep the flow of things, to get us to bring joy into our hearts. Because when you begin to... how many of you guys ever try to smile and be unhappy? Just whenever you are, it's hard. It really is. When you smile, it's hard to be upset. If I do that, I kind of feel bad. But if I smile, see, look, I smile. Don't you feel good when you do that? Just something happens. But I want you to know that this is not just a suggestion, but God says this is for your life. The Word of God gives us such wisdom in this place that we could take hold of it for our lives to walk in blessing. And God wants us to walk in blessing. So He gives us this mandate. This is the divine expectation to be thankful. He's put it within us to be have expectation to be thankful. Now, I want to jump real quick here. Look real quick in Psalms 100. And I want to just give you these scriptures here about... It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We know how to make grumpy noises sometimes, but He said, make joyful noises, all you lands. Amen. Because you're lands. Amen. You know that you are, you know your lands, where that every one of us can be a place where that, you know what you do in land? You sow in a land. You put a seed in the ground. Hallelujah. So He says, you know what? Be joyful, O you lands. Be joyful unto God. He says, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence and singing. Know you that He is God. Know that He's God. It is He that hath made us and not ourselves. And we are the people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him. Say unto Him. And bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy everlasting and His truth endures to all generations, to every generation. Amen. It endures for every generation. And it says, listen to this. In Psalms 103, 1 through 5, it says this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Remind yourself that this is a mandate. He says, bless the Lord, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. Let's not forget what God does. He says, who forgiveth our sins? Who healeth our diseases? Who redeems thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, say good things, so that thy youth shall be renewed. It's good things when we give thanks. Come on. He wants you to be renewed. He wants you to be restored. He wants you to be strengthened. I want you to know that, listen, if we begin to be thankful in everything that we do, amen, to continue to be thankful, watch what God does. Let's look at this. Romans 1:21. I'm going to give you these. I'm giving you these for a reason. Romans 1:21 says this. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not. They knew God, but they glorified God not. He says, neither were they thankful, but they became vain in their own imaginations, and they became their heart was darkened. That's what happens when you aren't thankful. Now, that's what the children of Israel did when they were going through the wilderness. You remember, you all know the story, how that they went through the wilderness. And they were in the midst of a miracle. God delivered them. Sometimes I want you to know that you begin to look at it, not with God being good and merciful and realizing that God's doing something in your life, you become wore out. You become ungrateful. But what was happening in the midst of them, remember, God was sending down from heaven manna. It was raining from heaven. What's Krispy Kreme donuts? I mean, Krispy Kreme donuts every day, man. Every day, here they are right here. They went and ate. And everything that you need is in it. Say everything. Now, we don't always like sometimes that we might not think, we don't, I'm going to get to that point, but sometimes we don't always see everything. I want you to know that God does things behind the scene that we don't always see. And He just wants you to be thankful. Come on, He doesn't want you to get in front of Him, but He wants you to be thankful in the midst of it. Amen? So here's God. God's doing this thing. They're experiencing a miracle from heaven. It's raining down this manna. Listen, they got it on Friday. And God says, I'm going to give you enough for all weekend long. You don't have to do nothing to get it. It's going to have enough. But what happened is, what did they begin to do? They began to murmur. They began to become ungrateful for this. They were ungrateful in the midst of a miracle. They were being blessed by God, but they weren't receiving the blessing, the blesser. I remember a story. It's in, where's it at? Luke 17. I want you to see this. Luke 17. And it says this, and it said, it came to pass that he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria. And he said, he entered into a certain village, and he met 10, say 10, and they were lepers, which stood afar off. Nobody wanted to get near them, but Jesus. Say Jesus. I want you to know that sometimes it feels like you are alone, and nobody cares, but Jesus will step in the midst. This is why we need to be thankful to Him. And they lifted up their voice, they said to Him, He says, Jesus, have mercy on us. And when He saw them, He said, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that when they went, as He said the words, they went. And He says, and they were healed. And one of them, and they left. As they're walking, I want you just to stop and think about it. He says, go to the priest and show yourself to them. And as they were walking, one of them stopped. And he began to see the miracle. God healed him. And as God healed him, he wasn't going to go any further. He was going to stop. And he turned around and he went back to Jesus. And this is what he said. Thank you. And Jesus said to them, I want you to know that every one of those, they kept going. But this one came back. Jesus says, weren't there 10 of you? But only one came back. I want you to see that, listen, they got overcome by the blessing and forgot about the blesser. I want you to know you got breath. You got breath. You're alive. Come on, amen. We have life within us. We are here tonight. We have an ear to hear what God's saying. Amen. That is a place that we need to not get beyond the blessing and get a hold of the blesser. I want you to know God's looking for some people that are want to grab hold of the one who blesses. Hallelujah. They want to get a hold of the one who reaches for Him. Hallelujah. Not just a blessing. Because God wants to bless you, but He says, I want you to be thankful in the midst of it. Come on, because I'm working. Amen? I want you to get this. And He says, they forgot the blesser. But as we go back, there's a second point of this that I want you to see in Thessalonians. That He says this, and I want you to know this is where we miss it, Mimsy. It says this, and it says, in everything. Say in everything. In everything. See, God's not asking you to give thanks for everything. But in everything. See, because sometimes we go through some things and it's hard to give thanks for some things. I want you to think about Joseph. See, he had a hold of it because he was going through some things. There were some situations that he was facing and he really couldn't give praise for the situation. But in the situation, God, he gave thanks. He became a slave from his brothers. They put him in slavery. Come on. He ended up going to Egypt. But I want you to know, all things work together for good. When you give God thanks, come on, you got to continue to give God thanks because God's doing something behind your back and you got to give Him thanks in the midst of it. He said, just give me thanks in everything. Come on. Sometimes our situations, our circumstances, He's not talking to you for those things, but in those things. So Joseph went all through this thing. He gave thanks in the midst of it. He ended up becoming ruler of Egypt while he was a prisoner in Egypt. But he was given thanks. And in the midst of that, all things worked together good because guess what? God used him to feed his family. Then there was another story of a man. Listen, his name was Moses. He was a baby. And his mother took that baby because the babies were going to be killed, amen, by the king of Egypt. And they were going to kill every one of them, every newborn male. And she took the baby and put it in a basket. She was listening to God. In everything, she was giving thanks. She could have been upset about it. She could have been angry about it. In everything, she placed the baby in there, trusted God. All things worked together for her. Watched it go down. And as it went down, just that time, Pharaoh's daughter was coming down to bathe. So her daughter, remember Miriam? She went down there and met her too. She goes, hey, listen, I know a lady. Her mother, that will take care of the baby for you and got paid for it. So I want you to know, you got to give thanks in all things. Come on, amen. What happens is when we begin to stop giving thanks, we begin to disrupt what God's doing. We get off track. Come on, amen. We begin to go outside of what God's doing and we lose that opportunity of what God's doing in the midst of it. If Joseph would have stopped giving praise in the midst of it, guess what? He wouldn't have got to where he needed to be. If Moses' mother wouldn't have done that, she would have lost that. How about Esther? God placed her in the midst of this situation. She found favor with the king. She went through all these different things, and whenever the Jews were going to get killed, she had influence with the king in everything. And she saved all the Jews. That's what God does as we give Him thanks. And He says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for your life. It's His will that we trust Him through everything. We trust Him in everything. Give Him thanks in everything. Amen? Sometimes it's hard to be in that place, but we got to trust God. In the midst, we got to find a reason to be thankful. You got to find a reason to be thankful. And when you begin to focus on God's goodness for you, that's a reason to be thankful. Amen? Don't let the enemy rob you. Habakkuk 3:17 says this. I'll let you look that one up. That was hard to find. Habakkuk 3:17. It's fun to say. Habakkuk. He says, although the fig trees shall not blossom, Neither shall the fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. Man, he's talking about an empty bank. He's not asking you to be thankful for an empty bank account. But he wants you to be thankful in the midst of it. He's not asking you to be thankful because you're broke or because you're sick. But he wants you to be thankful in it. And he says, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no more herds in the stall. Say broke. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
I think there's one more, isn't there?
The Lord God is my strength. He will make me my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon mine high places, the chief singer of my stringed instruments. Listen, he's saying something. Even though in the midst of all these things, I'm going to stay thankful. Do you get what I'm saying to you? God's saying that he's not talking about in your situation to be thankful for that, but in that situation. Man, that changes everything, Bill. It changes everything. It gives you power over it. Hallelujah. And it's not power over you. Hallelujah. When you're thankful. Say, it doesn't control me. Amen. Hallelujah. Yet will I praise in everything. Can't praise him for all my circumstances and situations, but he's with me in it. He's with me. I'm going to praise because he's with me in me. He's walking with me. Come on, amen. No matter where I go, he's walking with me. God's with me in the midst of it. I got to rejoice in the midst of that. Romans 8:28 says, in everything. Hallelujah. All things work together for good. All things. Say all things. All things. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be thankful in the midst of it. I'm going to be thankful. Remember Jesus? Remember he had the five loaves, or the five loaves and the two fishes? I want you to see this and how that Jesus took those things, the least of these things, these little things. 5,000 people waiting with anticipation. But Jesus knew something. Hallelujah. He had power over that situation. He knew something greater than what he had in his hands. And this is what he said. He took that portion that he had. It was just a little bit. But he was thankful because he says, Father, I'm thankful. And he gave thanks for what he had. I want you to see this and know this, that we need to learn to be thankful for what you have. Whether it's little or small, because in that moment there, in everything, in that moment, God gets the opportunity to change things. In that moment, God gets that opportunity to change things. Say, change things, God. But I got to be thankful. And when I'm thankful, God does things. Amen? That's all I have. I just wanted to share that with you. But listen, I began to think about how that... Did you ever think about a cake? And how that y'all like cake. Somebody eating a cake tomorrow or whatever, a pie, whatever. But if you take every one of those ingredients, none of them by themselves really entertains me. Like a bowl of sugar, if you offered me a bowl of sugar, I really don't want that. Or a cup of flour. Or some vanilla extract. Them by themselves are not very appealing. Nutmeg or something, you know. But something happens when you put them together. You begin to mix them up. It ain't ready yet. Come on, amen. But it's starting to go somewhere. Then you put it in the oven. And you begin to cook it. It still ain't ready yet. But after a little while, all those ingredients begin to form something. Come on, amen. It begins to create something. And out comes this oven, out of the oven, this cake with all these ingredients that you don't want by themselves. But when it's all put together, it comes out and it's amazing. I want you to know, see, there's some things in your life that you don't understand, and by themselves, they don't taste good. But if you let God and you're thankful in the midst of it, God will put it together. He'll begin to mix it together. Come on, amen. He'll begin to put it together as long as you don't get in the way. Come on, amen. As long as you don't step out of that place of thankful and give God the opportunity to bake something for you. Amen. Come on. You remember the rock? Can you smell what the rock is cooking? Can you smell what the Lord is cooking? God, I want you to know that in everything, God's going to make it smell good. In everything. He will make it smell good. He'll bring it together if you let Him do it. Amen? Would you stand to your feet? We're going to take communion. I'd like everybody to come. And, let me meet you over there. We're just going to go ahead and play a song so everybody can come get communion. But I just want to say this, that Jesus, right before He went to the cross, He was about ready to take communion with His disciples. And they didn't do this before, but He was teaching them this principle. He says, Jesus took the bread, and He gave thanks. He asked God to bless it. He says, God, Lord, I'm thankful. Man, I want you to see this. In the midst of this whole situation, He's going to the cross, but He's going to be thankful in it. Jesus says, Lord, if You could take this from me, I'm not thankful that I'm going to the cross, but I'm thankful in the midst of it. Come on, amen. I'm in the midst of this situation, of the circumstances that I'm facing. He's not being thankful for that, but He's being thankful in the midst of it. Because He knew what it was going to produce. He knew the Father was cooking up something. He was cooking up something, and He was going to serve, hallelujah, Jesus Himself to all the world. And as Jesus went, He gave thanks. So I want you to give thanks. Give thanks. Give honor to God for what He did for you and for me and for those to come. In Jesus' name, I want you to come. Come on, come on. Moving in our midst, I worship You. I worship You.